like it's pretty prestigious to get compliments publicly from Bill Belichick if you're a head coach, right? Like, yes. that's a guy who knows a thing or two about head coaching. Brent Key was on with us about an hour ago, Georgia Tech head football coach. They're 1-0. They got a big game coming up on Saturday night as well. First home game against Georgia State. And if you want to hear that interview, you can check it out at 929thegame.com, the Andy and Randy page. Subscribe to the podcast. It will be available on the Odyssey app. A lot of different ways for you to listen to that interview. Thought it was a pretty good conversation with Brent Key.
Freaking outstanding.
Yeah, really well executed, mostly by us. But here's Bill Belichick on the Pat McAfee show earlier this week talking also about Brent Key.
Well, first of all, Georgia Tech's got a good program.
Great.
You know, they're in a bowl game last year, and they've consistently played well, you know, against good teams in the ACC. So, you know, I think Brent's done a great job there. As you mentioned, he was a disciple of Nick. And so, you know, I'm sure that, you know, he's taken a lot of lessons that, you know, they learned there from in Tuscaloosa up to Atlanta. But, you know, when you have a really tough opener like that, I think it just sets the tone for training camp.
I think
you got to love that.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, and I don't know Coach Key, but I know he's honored by that. If somebody told him that and everything, anytime, like you said, Bill or Nick can give you the compliment that they give
especially
you.
Especially having worked for Nick at Alabama and all that.
Exactly. And, I mean, I think, and he's still growing at being a head coach, you know, and that's going to be the biggest thing with Coach Key. And he talked about, you know, getting better. What was the question you asked him? Learn.
So he had this thing.
What you work on from the week before to get better? Something like that?
Oh, yeah. He did a thing where it's like everybody had to choose something. And then apparently at the team meeting on Friday night, they'll say what it was that we wanted to get better at. I do wonder what his was. Yeah. They're going to keep that internal, which is fine.
But, like, he's still growing as a head coach. I think he's going to be really good.
I do, too.
I do. I think Brent Key is going to be
a – we both kind of talked about that when they made him the interim, and it was like, all right, this is a little bit of a different vibe.
I think,
looks different.
I think that Brent Key is going to be around a long time over there at Georgia Tech.
And the good news for Tech fans is that's where he went, right? Now, I don't know what his aspirations are. I don't know if he has NFL aspirations,
type
whatever.
Of love. You have a different type of love for your alma mater. Yep. And he was there when they were playing well with Joe Hamm and them guys. And so, yeah, I think he's going to be a damn good coach. And the biggest thing that he's going to be able to do that Coach Collins couldn't do is get these damn Atlanta players to go there.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get them to go there to try to booster that roster to be able to be on the level with Georgia. I like the dude.
Yeah, I think there's two things, the one on field and one off that you're going to see that was different from the previous regime. Obviously, getting those guys is vital. But you can already tell they're just a much more attention-to-detail-oriented program. Like, the Jeff Collins era was just littered with dumb mistakes. Self-inflicted, like, wrong time, like, game-killing mistakes. Yes. And the team wasn't as talented. Yeah. And, like, there was a lot of issues. But, like, there were games they very, very much could have won.
Yeah.
And they just made these crazy mistakes. They don't do that with him.
And
like, he's very, very clearly got his I's dotted and his T's crossed.
And the biggest thing, and we talked as far as when we had a conversation to talk to him about, because the style of play he wants to play, just like at Georgia, not everybody practices a week. It's week zero. And you played – I'll make this statement. You probably won't see a more physical football game this week than you saw last week with them two.
No.
Just seven possessions?
Seven possessions each is the lowest amount of possessions in a game since 2020.
Yes. Seven possessions?
That's a run the football.
That's
an old school slobber knocker.
Old school slobber knocker. Yeah. They don't play like that no more. Now, I can see this Clemson thing, and we'll talk more about Clemson, Georgia tomorrow and on Friday, but when you talk about we didn't have guys practice the day before, we didn't have guys practice today, that means that you get – like, being a physical football team is great. It is fun. I've been on them teams where it's fun. But, damn, it hurts.
Yeah.
I know, you know, that's the thing. You want them to hurt more than you do because they lost, so that's going to hurt more. But I'm hurting, too.
Yeah, it's also August.
Because we got that win, make that hurt feel a little bit better.
Right, but that's the tough part, too, is, like, they play that way. Yeah. You know they're going to play that way.
Yes.
It's not even – most teams haven't played one game yet.
Right.
So they're behind the eight ball as far as that goes, which, again, it's fine. You got the great win on the road, and everybody's talking about it. But it's August. It's not even week one. You're going to play like that. Now, the opposition's not going to be as physical as Florida State was for every game they play, certainly not this weekend. But, like – yeah, that's the thing that Georgia Tech, it might hold them back from what their true potential could be is as the season goes on, it's just going to be impossible for some of these guys to play like that for 12 games.
We're talking about Haynes King, the biggest thing with Haynes King.
And Jamal Haynes, too.
They got the biggest thing. Obviously, the health is the biggest part about it. But the turnover also. Mm-hmm. They got lucky that a couple of those turnovers, they were able to get back on the football. Because that was his thing last year. He got better as the season went along.
Yeah.
But that was one of the biggest talking points coming into the season was the turnovers that he had. With how he runs the football. Like, you heard Coach Dale was talking about, his elusiveness and faster than you think and everything like that. He don't slide. No. You know what I mean? Like
Or run out of bounds.
He don't get down or out of bounds. No. He hunting. And so being a quarterback, that's one of those things where because he is going – they're not going to not involve him in the run game.
They have to
for this offense to be what it can be. He has to be a factor in the run game. And that's not even talking about the hits that he take when he don't have the ball.
Right. Well, and then the running back as well is not the biggest guy in the world.
He's one of them backs just like Cadillac was. About 5'10", about 205. He's like 195.
Yeah, I think he's about 195.
And runs like that.
Yeah. It's a good mentality.
Yeah. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.